Heidi?
Joined.
Hello?
Karatiana.
Joined.
Hi, Karatiana.
Hello. Long time no chat.
Exactly.
There was Hong is waiting for someone to ring her.
Ah, let's see. How does that work?
Well, normally someone from Erigo rings.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see.
And our colleague in India as well.
Okay, is there? Do you know their numbers?
Oh, no.
Do you, let's see. Is there are some Skype numbers?
Yes, are you on Skype at the moment?
I'm on Skype, yeah. I'm just trying to...
Okay, I've just... I have I just put you into our Skype conference?
Okay.
Oh, no, I haven't, have I? Sorry, I'll just pop you in there now. Can you see everybody now?
Here we go. Okay. Let me try and figure out the Adigo number. If not, Cheryl, I know Cheryl will know it.
Yep.
So we'll just have to wait for her.
Okay.
Just a moment. I'm going to put my name in here just a second.
Joined.
Hello.
Hi, Hong.
Oh, Karyana. I managed to find a secret number. It's very interesting. It is not on our wiki page. But I remember some time ago I got it from Nick. Nick asked me to test it in Beijing, so now I'm using it. Interesting.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, hi, hello.
Hi, I'm Heidi.
Heidi, hi, hello. Oh, well, Merry Christmas. Yes, happy holiday.
Thank you, you too. I'm very glad you could dial in.
Oh, yes. Perhaps we need to update the wiki page. There are more toll-free numbers, actually.
than those, yeah. Are they Eurocentric or something? Or let me just take a look.
Right. If you scroll down, there's a section on toll-free numbers.
Exactly, yeah.
For many countries, at least for China, apart from the present one, there are two or three toll-free numbers for another service provider.
That right. Okay. I wonder, Adigo should be able to tell us that.
That's interesting. Well, we cannot rely on Adigo. It's a very interesting service provider.
Okay, I can look into that. But is there someone else waiting to dial in?
Is Nirmal was waiting for a phone call, and is it Shiv from India? I can't pronounce his name. Siva from India.
Okay.
Okay, I've just got his phone number here. I'll put it into Skype.
So show, Karidiana. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Oh, and thank you so much for being so supportive. When I was in Hyderabad, I was very lonely
oh.
at the period of time. Oh, well. but it's great. It's eventually worked out. And our organization has become very famous at IGF.
Oh, that's good, I hope.
Right. I think the Secretary General of IGF is coming to our AP Relo this annual meeting. At the summit.
Oh, good. Good.
It's a little ironical. We become famous for this incident.
well, let's just hope there's no more problems.
No more problem. If there's a problem, it should be their problem.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
All right. And Hedy, thank you so much for following up with the ICANN newsletter issue.
Oh, did Kieran get back to you?
No, not yet. I guess he's traveling because it's Christmas.
Ah.
Right. You see, the people in Europe are all on vacation now.
Exactly. Okay, that's interesting.
Such as Nick, he's traveling a week.
Yeah,
well,
Nick's on holiday, lucky guy.
Right, he's on holiday. Karen, I do believe he's traveling. So, okay. Well, he didn't write back.
Okay. I'm actually going into the office tomorrow, so I'll find out where he is.
Oh, okay, that's great. Sorry, I got a phone. Hold on.
Hey. Oh, I'm sure.
I've just written Adigo a message saying, please let us know how we can get some people to dial in.
Okay, cool.
But as of yet, no response.
Oh.
Let me see if Cheryl's coming onto this. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. my travel agent is calling me. I just booked a tour package, well, for the new year.
Oh, nice.
Oh, right, yes. I'm going to a small island in southern part of China.
Oh. For a holiday?
Oh, yes, for New Year. Oh, we have
two
New Years. One is, New Year, another is Chinese New Year.
Okay, New Zealand Māori, we have two New Years as well.
Oh, right, okay. Very nice. So when will be the Māori New Year?
Around June. It's when the outsides come up in the sky.
Okay, oh, that's very nice. Chinese New Year is a Lunar New Year, so we don't use the solar system. It's different from Western New Year.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether the Maori New Year is it similar to the Western New Year, or you use the moon or sun.
Yes, Maori use the stars. And
use the stars? Oh, you use the
stars. Yeah, of course, the January the 1st New Year's as well.
Oh, that's very special. You're the star. You're super cool. Oh, we should use the Maui New Year for our call.
Yeah, that'd be, yeah.
All right, we're in the Asia-Pacific region. We should use something special, and it's different from the Western calendar.
Okay, I've written Cheryl, but she's not responding, and I've just sent out...
Heidi, Cheryl is on Skype.
Let's see.
Are you on our list?
Yeah, I'm.
You can Skype her. All right. Yep. Yeah. She was online at least a few minutes ago.
Okay. So I'm hoping that she knows how to get Adigo to get here. I've just been sent back a support request, and I think you need 36 hours. So that's not going to work. And I've just, again, on the AP Rallo Skype, I've just given the link to request a dial out pretty immediately. So, but I know that there's another way you can just call them, but I'm trying to figure it out.
It should be okay for Cheryl. She managed to call in.
Yeah, Cheryl's okay, but I think if there are a few others that...
Such as the Indians.
He just emailed me, so I'll just let him know that we're trying to get in touch.
Okay. I'm going to push star zero because I think that that may help. Let me just try and do that and see if I can get to the operator. Just a moment.
And I think star six is to be muted. Okay, she muted herself.
I'm not sure. Can you hear me now? Or?
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
We could have had some fun then.
It used to be the function of muting. Oh, we are 15 minutes late. I have a meeting at 2, so, now we only have 45 minutes.
Yeah. So this is like the old days with no one ringing in.
Well, that's a nightmare. But at least Pawan should be here. Is Pawan here?
Oh, he had a family commitment he had to go to.
Oh, we need him to take minutes.
That's a good point.
Right. But I guess it would be very difficult to get a quorum, even the revised quorum. We need five now for the quorum.
Yes, we can. There's three people waiting for dial-ins.
Oh, okay.
You and I, five.
And Shiva, the different Indian.
Shiva, Suhu, and Nimal.
Oh. Okay.
Did someone just hang up?
and go to the computer to Skype Cheryl.
Oh. Are you still online, Heidi?
Oh dear, I typed Cheryl. She didn't write back. Perhaps she's away from the computer.
Okay, rightio.
And Hui asking to be called.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Adigo operator. Joined.
Who has joined?
Are you still here, Heidi, online, on the telephone? We can't hear you if you are. Oh, hi. Heidi, we can't hear you on the telephone.
Went to find the operator.
Well, she's replying on Skype. Hello, Adigo operator.
I'm here.
Hi. Is it possible that the sponsor of the meeting has muted themselves?
Let me check and see.
Cool, thank you.
Which line is the sponsor, so I'll know if I hear the name?
Oh, Heidi.
Okay, one moment.
Cool, thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Kerryatana?
Yes.
Yes, hi. The operator is supposed to be on there, and she said she would then, or they said that she could then dial the numbers in.
Okay, this is the operator.
Okay, hi. Could you dial some numbers, please?
Yes, we're doing dial-outs.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, Let's see, the first number is country code 84.
No, I have the dial-out.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay, so you can see that there are several of them.
I have four dial-outs, and the first two were ring no answer, and I was working on the next one when they said that I guess they were trying to reach Heidi. Are you Heidi?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Caratiana, I guess they couldn't hear you.
Yes, I think that's been solved now.
Okay, so I'm going back to the dial-outs then.
Okay.
Great,
okay.
Thank you.
We're getting there. You know, I spoke with Cheryl this morning, and she said, okay, you know, we'll speak later on today.
Okay.
Not replying to me. I Skype her and send her emails.
Yes, the same with me.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps she's now at the conference or doing something. Most of the time, she's online.
So right now there are just three of us?
Yes, okay. And operator.
It might be the holidays. It might be everyone is already doing something else.
Yeah. Well, I guess, should we give everyone else a few more minutes, and then if the operator can't contact them?
Yeah.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Puncture?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Right. Thank you. Call me. I call in.
Trying to ring to Hong.
It is too late.
I managed to call in by myself. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Joined.
Hello, where are you now?
Oh, Hui. Hi, hello. We're here.
Hello.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Oh,
come back here. Okay.
Hello, I'm so sorry I'm late, and I'm in a car. I do apologise, but I was doing a little bit of nursing, and I couldn't be talking to you and changing somebody's wound dressing at the same time. My apologies.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm fine. Yes, Heidi, I recognise your dulcet tone.
We are still actually waiting for some people to be dialed in. So there's right
oh,
now.
Oh, okay.
So you've joined at a good time.
Okay. Well, I smell like alcohol and I look like iodine covered, but you know, I'm right. Oh dear.
I try to bombard you full time.
I can hardly hear you, Hong. Sorry.
Oh, well. Okay. Oh,
you'll need to yell at me. I don't mind if you yell at me. Now, because I'm driving, Heidi, you will have perfect memory of our plans that we put into place
join.
This morning for changes, so I'm going to rely on you a great deal.
In terms of the changes in the AP Rallo?
No changes to AP Rallo, in terms of when we talk about how ALAC is going to change and how AP Rallo can feed in more effectively to ALAC in the future.
Exactly. Is that going to be the first meeting that we're going to talk about, the first issue that
we when we get to that part of the agenda.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Could we do a roll call, please? I think we might have five or six people on the phone at the moment. So, I'm Karatiana.
Cheryl.
Home. Heidi.
Are you still with us,
Yes.
Cool, thank you. And someone
Huey,
else.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Who's
Hello.
Hello.
Is this you, Shiv?
Hello.
Hello.
Everybody,
this is Shiva from India.
Great.
Hi.
Thank you, Shiva.
Hi. That makes us quorate. Right?
Yes. Nice. Okay, so if I just quickly get us started then, since we're running quite late already. Is everyone happy with the minutes that were sent out? Is there any objections to what's written in there? And if not, can we get those adopted, please?
Yep, I'm happy to move that.
Great.
Okay, second.
Great, thank you. The action items from our last meeting I think will get covered in item 2 and item 4. I'm quite certain they'll be covered in the agenda anyway. I'd like to... we have our new... ICANN staff member Heidi on our phone conference with us. Heidi, I think is it Ulrich?
Yes.
Sorry about my pronunciation. Great.
Yes.
Dr. Heidi Ulrich. And we've got you down to for a discussion about the General Assembly, AP Rallo General Assembly at the summit next year.
Yes. I just wanted to mention that the deadlines are coming up. The draft agenda for the General Assembly will be due on the 30th of January, and then all final documents for the summit will be required by the 13th of February. So those dates are coming up very quickly. So perhaps one of the key agenda items for the next meeting will be to plan the draft agenda for the General Assembly. And some of the issues that are possibilities, I mean, this is, of course, something that you would want to discuss between yourselves, but I believe, as Karyatana mentioned, that there's an election.
C- correct.
So, Kiri-san, let's see. You might want to mention these some of the issues. So the one issue on the agenda is elections for the chair.
Yes, the chair, the two vice chairs, and secretary position. I'm hoping that we can form a sort of an interim office between now and then, and see how we work and try and gain everyone's acceptance and try and get it all done before the general election, so we can have some smooth working for next year. Whether we can do that or not, I'm not sure, but we'll certainly try. I've had a lot of discussions with Pavan over the last 4 weeks. He wants to stay on as a secretary, and he'll be seeking support for that position. We both agree that we both work well as a team, and we would both like to be able to get on two vice chairs as soon as possible, as interim, all being interim, just to make sure that we can all work together as a team.
Yep.
I'm just going through all my notes from the previous meeting we just had.
Yeah, some other ideas might be, for example, Hong, I hear that you're an expert on internationalization, but that is actually one of the key interest areas in your region, and that might be something you would want to discuss, is how you can work more on that issue. And that might be, for example, an area of capacity building, among others, that would be useful for other ALSs to have.
Yep.
Hong?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Are you talking about internationalization?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't catch it.
Yes.
Okay.
For example, I mean, another issue we could discuss, or you could discuss at the GA, is how the expertise not only in your own region but other regions could be used to facilitate capacity building in your region. Is that something that would be of interest to you during the GA?
Oh, sure. I guess GA is a very good forum for discussion of policy issues. And in the process of a policy discussion, it itself a capacity building for all the AISs. One issue, as you said, is internationalization, such as internationalized domain names, IDNs. I guess it's a critical issue in our region and could be interesting to other regions.
Okay. So maybe there could be some cross-fertilization.
No, sure.
Would you be thinking about part of the GA looking at the issues of V4 to V6 migration transition, which is obviously an important issue for many of our countries?
Sure, that's very important, especially for developing countries.
Mm. And that's somewhere, that's an issue where there may be a crossover with the interests of APRALO as well, because the mobile internet is going to be very much what they'll be operating on as much of their area is in terms of capacity building limited to just a few hubs out and ad hoc mobile networks using V6 as wide and local area networking.
Okay, that's very good. Another idea that Kiri-sana mentioned for a possible topic on the GA is the establishment, or it would result in the establishment of a working group to allow better and greater expansion of ALSs in terms of numbers. And one way that might be done is current ALSs would be asked to provide details of other possible ALSs in their countries.
Yeah, I was thinking perhaps we could create a new working group with an Oceania, a Pacific, East Asia, South Asia, etc. representative, and just really just try and approach all the different groups and countries within our regions to try and encourage them into APRALO as cheap outreach, and hopefully we can get a lot more support through
people who know us and feel comfortable talking to us about the benefits of VapiRalo and what they can do for us and what we can do for them.
Sure, I think that's an excellent idea. One issue that does need, however, to be addressed in parallel with that very important activity, and I think probably could still come under the same working group's auspices, is how we deal with the un-ALS areas. If you put a few pins on a map, you'll find great missing lumps of Asia, particularly in Central Asia, where we have absolutely no penetration. And yet we do have possibilities through some of the outreach in the CCNSO area. I mean, a lot of these people within these countries are involved in either officially or as observers, at least with their country codes, so in the ICANN world. So perhaps some focus on getting a lot more involvement in the green fields as well could be looked at.
This is a wonderful idea. We should have an outreach map just to show the very unbalanced geographical distribution of the presence.
I think an outreach map is an ideal tool. I really do.
Right.
Yeah. I think ideally, if we have a map on our website so people can actually see where they're not being represented, but then and then internally, perhaps if we can just have lists with all the countries and regions, and then brainstorm the groups for those regions and countries, and do all the work in the background.
So, is that brainstorming session something that could be done at the GA as well?
Yeah, but I think it could be. I think we could probably begin it, or maybe begin it via email.
In advance.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I like the idea of an outreach map. That's a great idea.
Will the Heidi, this is probably something you'll have to take on notice, but I'm sure that the Drupal-driven website, particularly with the membership management part of it, can manage all of this. But we would like to know, perhaps by our next meeting, how advanced, how close to full go-live the membership part of the new website is going to be. And because that's very much the opportunity for the ALSs to have either their own microsites or links to their existing sites underneath that APRALO microsite. That's going to make a difference to developing economies and developing and emerging countries with their ALSs, if we can assist them to meet part of their criteria to become an ALS by having it almost an off-the-shelf template system that we have on our own APRALO microsite underneath the new at-large one. I think that could be fast-track a lot of new ALSs coming on board.
Okay. I will look into that by the next meeting. I know that Matthias has mentioned the advancement that is being made, but I know that we need to speed that up, you know, prior to the summit as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm quite sure APRALO will be very happy to work with you to be the test case for many of the features.
Actually, yes, and that's another, Cheryl, thanks for bringing the idea of technology up. Carrie Atana and I, another issue we discussed in our conversation earlier was his idea of using new technologies to bring in or to engage the younger crowd of ALSs. Do any of you have ideas on that? For example, podcasts.
I've been a great favourite. I've favoured podcasts and small vignettes that can be downloaded as MP3 and MP4 messages to mobiles for a very long time. So that certainly gets a great big yes from me. if you look at the AUDA site, www.auda.org.au, our outreach. Both business and individual domain name holders is in a friendly radio interview style, which is all downloadable podcasts. And because it's all about DNS, and I mean you could basically use the macro stuff and change it into any local language you needed to. I think we could perhaps leverage off those sorts of examples and do things within country and in local language to meet local needs.
Exactly.
And again, that would be an opportunity to engage the CCTLD operators in each of the member countries of APRALO to ensure that their dot whatever information is also integrated into it. And that's perhaps something we could be doing with APTLD as a joint project.
And in addition, Cristiana, if I could. Perhaps we can use Facebook or LinkedIn. I see many colleagues are actually on the social network. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch Facebook with a barge pole, but LinkedIn or similar is fine.
That's actually, Cheryl, that's one thing we're going to be talking about during tomorrow's summit work meeting, working group meeting, is how we can, and maybe the summit can be a sort of a guinea pig as how we can incorporate the information of the ALSs into continuous use even after the whole summit.
As I understand it, everything that should be coming to us in the Drupal-based member management system will allow us to do all of that.
That's fantastic.
Which is why we need to keep shoving pointy sticks at that project and make it happen, at least as a beta for the summit.
Okay, perfect.
And for example, one thing that we should be doing, and let's get it on our APRALO agenda right now, is collecting images, pictures, mm-hmm. Headshots of each of the key personnel in each of the ALSs, because that's the sort of information that can go into the member management system. And it's certainly something that we're going to need just for security and personnel management at the summit.
Yeah, I think it's also important too that having our photos and things like that, it puts a face to APRALO.
Yep.
At the moment, we're a faceless organisation, just lots of names, and the only way to put a face to a name is to actually go to an ICANN meeting. So I think it's an excellent idea.
Yep. All right. Well, perhaps as an outcome of this meeting, I'm happy to propose that we request a publishable headshot and say up to 150 or 200 words on each of the key personnel in each of the ALSs within APRALO.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Heidi, is our meeting being recorded by any chance?
As far as I know, understand, yes, it is.
Oh, great. Excellent.
And the minutes should be uploaded relatively shortly. It might be a bit longer because of the holidays, but as far as I understand, the minutes summary of the minutes
left.
Will always be included or uploaded.
Right, okay. Right, yeah, Pavan normally writes the minutes up, and I'm just conscious of the fact he's not here tonight. But
yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of good ideas are coming through right now.
Yeah,
so this is
trying to take notes, but
I'm frantically taking notes as well. So together we'll get there.
Great.
So I think we may have lost Cheryl.
Oh, she left.
Yeah, this is Shiva here.
Yes.
You were talking about this outreach program and about involving the younger crowd. There is something that we can do from India. There are quite a lot of blogging groups and podcasters that we can get in touch with. Some of our members are bloggers who are connected to this blogger networks and so on. So can we think of an outreach program? I've also asked this question in Skype.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Welcome back, Cheryl.
Sorry, I'll drop out a couple of other times. If we were in an IPv6-enabled world,
I would be handed on from mobile management system to mobile management system. But as it is, I have to go through three different hands-off between where I live and where I was coming from. So as they hand me to yet another carrier or yet another mechanism from 3G to UMTS and then 2G eventually, I get dropped off. So sorry about that.
Well, what you've actually missed Shiva mentioning a very good idea, I think. He's the idea for outreach purposes is that India has a lot of blogging groups that they could link into.
Yep, yep. And, of course, our own Drupal site, we could enable each of our ALSs to have a blog as well.
Good idea.
Oh, excellent.
And that equally could be linked into the relevant ICANN blog when the topic base.
Yes, it could be linked to ICANN blog. There's an ICANN blog.
That's right.
I still have about 40 minutes. I'm sorry.
So,
Shiva, another meeting.
You mentioned, I didn't quite get. You were saying about the outreach program. Was that a question? I didn't quite understand your point there, Shiva.
Hong, you asking me?
No, this is Heidi, and I'm just questioning. Shiva had made a point about outreach program.
Yes, Heidi, this is Shiva here, and what I was saying is that there are quite a lot of blogger networks that we can work with. I personally attended one or two events, and I find the young bloggers very, very enthusiastic, and if they can give an orientation about what Large is doing and about the significance of multilingualism and so many other aspects that are related to at Large work, it could have an impact. So I was asking, my question is there a possibility that we can think of a outreach program, kind of a structured outreach program to reach them through blogs and through an event, one or two events, and maybe even by organizing an event with some kind of prizes announced, and this is my question.
I think it's a very worthwhile thought, and I'm not sure if I have the answer, but I certainly think that's worth exploring more. On how we can use blogs for outreach.
If I may, Kiyasarana, one of the things that strikes me is that blogging is more of a mechanism or a comfort zone for certain types of communication and communicators, particularly in a very enthusiastic demographic that we want to attract. However, our ALSs, if we can encourage them to have a blog, and I'm sure that the Drupal-based site can help them do that. If not, there's plenty of free and open-source software that will do it. If we can, I'm just going to have to pull over before I drop out of another zone. If we can encourage or guide and make suggestions for our ALSs to have blogs of their own, that will be a good way to engage with the blogging community. That also allows an ALS which may have wider interests than just those matters that are of interest to ICANN to blog and interact with their local community more effectively. And then what we'd need to do is have the right RSS feed or link to the specific blogs that are of a ICANN interest into our AP RALO site. I'm sure that's all terribly doable. We just need the clever technical people to guide us on the best choices and the right way of doing it.
Apart from the idea of each ALS having its own blog, the idea that I suggested is a little larger, and it is about involving a whole community, a whole community of bloggers, first by telling them what ALS is doing and about ICANN, about issues of interest to them in such a way that they get interested. For instance, blogger could be interested in the ability to blog in their own native language, and they'll be interested in issues like freedom of expression, and these are some of the issues on which around which an event could be organized under the ALS banner. And if something like 50 or 100 enthusiastic young people get involved, it can have a very good impact, and it could become a very effective outreach program, and some of them would also end up taking an active part in all ALS activities. So this would also go in line with our objective of expanding ALS's.
Can we then have a topic, we're sort of getting into the meat and potatoes of what we want to do in our GA, which might be a bit presumptive at this meeting, but if we have a topic of use of Web 2.0 and beyond tools for outreach, perhaps that will cover all of these possibilities.
Yeah, I agree. Are you still online, Hong?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, good. I'm conscious of the fact you've got 8 minutes spare. would you like to give us your update on Hyderabad now?
Cheryl.
Left.
Oh, yes, of course. Sure. I posted the report on the wiki page. That's a very detailed report about all the contents that's been organized, discussed, commented in Hyderabad. What I want to emphasize that the two workshops, one is a main session workshop on internationalization and multilingualism, and another workshop on IDNs, are all real-time webcasted and translated in 6 UN official languages. That's actually very good for users in Asia-Pacific regions. And secondly, I believe this is a very good outreach for AP Relo. We got a very high profile in the IGF process. Of course, not only because of the unfortunate incident, but also
Cheryl,
our contribution at works that's been done to the two workshops. I assume both the colleagues from ICANN and ALAC are very impressed by AP Relo's enthusiasm, passion, and energy in this IGF planning and organization. And finally, I want to thank especially the chair, Kajayana. He's very helpful, and he's always online 24 hours. and I want to thank Cheryl.
That's an essential quality.
Well, Cheryl is not only online, she's physically present at IGF. So I want to hand over to Cheryl. She has other workshops organized.
Thank you, Hong. I must say I think it's important for the AP RALO record at this meeting, but certainly to make it into the minutes, of what an extraordinary coverage AP RALO members had, not just in their presence in the audience and being an interactive part of so many of the workshops and satellite activities at the IGN, but up there on stage. Certainly with what the RALO activity, but Cheryl.
Left.
Oh, wow, this is unfortunate now. but thank you, Kariana. That's what I want to say. Thank you.
Oh, no. That's cool. Thanks. Good.
From Hong.
Oh, thanks, Shiva. Shiva is very helpful as well. As a local host.
Yeah, okay, so Shiva, do you want to...
Yes, I'm here.
Hong?
Yes.
You're still not telling me about what needs to be done, what are the pressing issues, and I was looking forward to your mail or session to chat with so that I understand what needs to be done, what is the task ahead, and why don't you set aside some time for that?
Shiva, I talked with Nick, Mr. Nick Ashenhardt, the director of At Large, and he would like to take over this orientation. And he said he will organize a formal session with you to talk with you, the liaison work. So in that case, as a retired liaison, I should not intervene. So after that, after you talking with him, I'm happy to chat with you.
Okay, Hong. And if you have some presentations that you've made on IDN and internationalization, can you send them over to me so that I get a picture about the issues that you've handled?
You mean the report? Yes, the report is going to be posted on the website.
No, not reports. I'm talking about the slide presentations, the presentations that you made during IGF and
the slides
that you might have made elsewhere.
Sure, of course. The slides will be saved into a folder and posted along with the report on the website. And I can, Teresa, she's doing that, yes. We send me online. Oh, sorry. You mean we should send
Cheryl,
it to you?
Joined.
Oh.
I have no idea when I dropped off, but I was crackling on to dead air for quite some time. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. So, Shiva, you're asking for the presentations from IGF to be put somewhere you can copy. Is that right?
Yes, and instead of waiting for the IGF to put up that, I'm just suggesting that Hong sends me a copy of the presentation by email to me so that I get a clear picture, and I would also request Cheryl for a copy of her presentation, which was very, very informative.
I think it's a very important thing that we could also discuss at our General Assembly. There are so many opportunities where we've created useful presentations. We should have a repository within AP Rala space for these presentations for future use by other people.
Yeah, excellent idea.
Great. Oh, Mr. Chair, I'm very sorry. I have to go.
Cool,
there was another thing just sent email to me.
Cheryl.
Sorry.
Left.
And bye. Thanks. Bye-bye, Hong. I'll follow up with Kieran.
Left.
Great. Okay. Next on the agenda was Liz doing outreach. So Liz is not with us, or not on the phone conference.
Could I just talk about the start times and duration of future meetings?
Yes.
Just
sure.
a real quick issue that Cheryl and I and others talked about today is that the ALAC meetings that are now earlier in the month, they will be later in the month during the fourth week to allow for the RALO meetings to go first, which will then feed into the ALAC meetings, and that will then allow for better voting and public comments. So that's one issue, that they will be changed to a later date. And the second issue, this was Cheryl's idea, which I think is excellent, is that there will be links provided on the ALAC working group site providing a short summary of the topics discussed at the ALAC meeting, as well as then links from the various RALO meetings to be linked to the ALAC page as well, to allow ALAC members to see what was discussed at the various RALO teleconferences.
Excellent. I think that's an initiative that's long overdue. So when during the month will the ALAC meetings be?
Right now they are, or they will be changed to the fourth Monday of the week. Mm. Of the month.
Right, okay. So we will need to look at maybe trying to change to the second or third Tuesday, perhaps.
No, I think that the AP RALO one will stay. There won't be any changes to that, as far as I know. It'll be the ALAC meeting versus the RALO meetings.
Right, okay then. Right, okay. Oh, and sorry, and that's a Wednesday. Did you say a Wednesday? Fourth Wednesday?
I think it's going to be a Tuesday because, you know, the AP Rella one, isn't that one on a Monday?
Tuesday.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Oh, sorry. No, Tuesday my time. okay. It's always about 0500 hours UTC on a Tuesday, I think.
Exactly. No, that won't change. It will be the ALAC meeting that changes. But we're just working on with the other ALAC member to see what time the best time to change to is.
Oh, okay, great.
But the idea stands is that is to let the RALOs have their teleconferences first so they can feed into the ALAC meetings.
Great, okay. From the AP RALO side of things,
mm-hmm.
One of the issues that we have is meetings, no matter, in the last 2 years from my memory, we've never finished on time with a quorum. So I'd just like people to perhaps have a think about having our meetings last between 90 and 120 minutes a month, or whether we utilize email and other forms in between meetings more. It's something that if people can think about it and we can put it to a vote at the next meeting in February or January.
Okay, so the idea is to lengthen the meetings from 1 hour to 90 or 120 minutes?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, or use emails more?
That's correct, yes.
So that's going to be an issue for a decision at the next AP RALO meeting?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Unofficially, it happens already, which it annoys everybody's schedules and calendars. So, yeah, if we perhaps make it official that it's longer or official, we do more in between. Is there any feedback on that? Okay. The next item is, Sue, about your any updates on the outreach in Vietnam?
Okay. Hello, everybody. A few updates. I have contacted Hanoi ICT Association. It's the biggest groups in Vietnam who have the relevant mandate, and they are very much interested in ICANN policy and they serve the international.
Cheryl.
Joined.
So they're interested in filling in the form. So I have forwarded them the form with explanation. And I think they will submit this soon, maybe next meeting.
Great.
And I also contacted with about 16 registrars of domain names in Vietnam, and they are very much interested in the new generic top-level domain names policy. And I may collect some of their recommendations and join the groups, other groups who work on that and provide the input to meet the deadline of 7th of January. So this is two important updates. And I would like also to share the SIVA request that I may have Hong's presentation on something that she did on IGF and do the outreach here in Vietnam on several occasions.
Thank you for that update. It sounds like some exciting times coming up for ICANN, AP RALO, and in fact Vietnam. Great. Is there any questions for Sue?
And I'm also contacting the people in Cambodia and the Philippines. They also started to hear about this Alash ALAX stuff, and they're also very much interested. So if in case they would like to engage more, we can outreach more and more Alash would be established. And I have a question to Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about Apralo GI at the summit, two things. One is for those who come to Mexico, face-to-face meeting. Are you talking about that? Or
yes.
And the other is if it's who cannot come and there's any way for us to do anything with those who cannot come and do the outreach, or at least get their ideas for the summit.
Yes, to answer your first question, yes, the GA I am referring to is the one that will take place in Mexico. And for your second question on are there other ways that people who won't be able to be physically present can participate, as far as my understanding is that, yes, there will be ways for people to watch in terms of streaming or telephone. So there will be ways to do that. And I can get back to you on the exact details of that.
Okay, thank you.
Siwei, as Cheryl here, as you're an interested party and part of our little subcommittee within APRALO for Summit and the GA planning, I just wanted to let you know that we're having another Summit call, which will be the last for this year, tomorrow. What's the UTC time on that, Heidi? It's 2000 or 2030?
I think it's 2030. Let me just double check. It's 2030 UTC.
2030 UTC, which will be probably a quite unfriendly time for you, Siwei, but I wondered if you might be able to join us. I'll send you the link on the Skype chat. You're on the Skype chat, aren't you? No, you're not. Okay, well, we better add her to that chat as well.
Okay, next agenda item. Is there any more feedback on that? Any other questions? Great, okay. The next agenda item is roles and responsibilities discussion, which is probably not so much a discussion of just Pavana and myself have drafted a document, roles and responsibilities of the chair and the vice chair and the secretary. I'll add it to the wiki pages this week sometime. It's just basically just for if there's anyone else who's interested in being nominated for those positions, they can see what's involved. And it also we see it as also removing some of the issues we've had with meetings in the past, with issues which the finger shouldn't be pointed at any one person. It's just from lack of policy and lack of understanding. So we hope that having the roles and responsibilities documented, it'll help us out. And talking to Heidi before, she's going to work on a staff roles and responsibilities as well, so hopefully we can have a smooth operation so where everyone knows what everyone's doing. So I'll make sure that's up on the wiki this week. And then just an update on the vice chairs. Just had the one nomination for an interim vice chair at the moment. It's Liz from the Pacific Highlands. I'd like to encourage people to put some names forward, and especially from my point of view and Pavan's point of view, it'd be nice to have an interim or two interim vice chairs prior to Mexico for the reasons that I discussed earlier on.
Indeed. I noticed that Nirmal was going to be dialed into this meeting. Is he on the call?
No, I understand the operator couldn't contact. It was two people at one stage, and I assumed that Numa was one of them. I'm pretty sure we had the other three.
Okay. I was just wondering whether or not it would be appropriate for you as Chair, Kietana, to write to each of the ALSs and say, you know, that we are looking to appoint two interim vice chairs with a formal election process happening at the summit in February. Just to sort of encourage them a little bit more.
Sure, that's a good idea. Yep. I will do that tomorrow. I'll get that sent out by tomorrow. And I'll just also point out the plan or the initial thoughts we have to try and have an interim group working prior to next year.
Yeah.
Great. That's all the agenda items. Has anyone else got any other agenda items they'd like to bring up or any other business?
Something that relates to some extent to the summit, and that is that we will be expecting in the next 24 hours or so for each of the ALSs to receive another type of survey. It's a very specific type, and what it's doing is ascertaining what the priorities of our workshops and working group activities is going to be. From that, we will also do some ALAC planning on how we will be putting towards a joint support organisation and advisory committee activity on day one on the Monday. A round table, I guess, is the best way to describe it, but it'll be an open dialogue with representatives from each SO and AC. In the case of us, the ALAC will be putting up to five representatives around this table. But we will have guided discussion on three topics, and the results of this survey, which is very important that everyone, ALSs, respond to, will be used to assist the choices of those topics. The deadline for that and also for the travel arrangements to be made, Heidi, have you discussed while I've been dropping offline, or is that appropriate to bring up now?
Yes, that's appropriate to bring up now. I talked about the ALAC changes, but we didn't talk about the summit details.
Okay, well, it's particularly important from our perspective for this meeting to ensure that our ALSs know that immediately, pretty much on the day of our next meeting, it will be the closing of the travel arrangements for Mexico. So our ALSs who are going to be travelling to Mexico need to be aware that between this meeting and the next one, they will be asked to give travel arrangement and details in response to an email from Stacey, but that you can't be late. It's either done before the 23rd, is that correct?
Yes, let me just double check.
Certainly, in the week of the 20th in January is the cut-off date. So there won't be any, need to go to Mexico and I'm late. Lateness won't get you a Guernsey this time. It'll open on, I think, the 8th or 9th of January.
Yes, the 9th.
And close on the 20-something.
Yes, 23rd.
So it's really important that the minutes of this meeting remind all of our ALSs that this is a not negotiable activity and that they need to be very prompt in establishing
two of their representatives is going to be attending, and that those people need to be able to give their travel details, passports, blah, 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 no later than the 23rd.
Great. Thank you. Okay, does anyone else have any other business they'd like to bring up? Shiva's just asked the
Yes, I was just about to respond to that.
Oh, great, thank you.
I can't give you any good reason why you haven't received a formal email from us about ISOC India Chennai being certified as an ALS. However, I can assure you, you are certified as an ALS, and Heidi will be following up with the rest of the staff on that immediately when she gets back to work on the second, is it, or 5th of...
Well, now it's the 5th.
The 5th of January,
yes.
Okay? So to take it as gospel, Shiva, you are representing a certified ALS, and we will make sure that the paperwork catches up with you sometime in the week beginning the 5th of January.
Thank you.
The only other thing I would like to raise is, are we actually planning on putting any input into policy? And if so, obviously after the summit we'll be all full of vim and vigour and enthusiasm to do all of this, plus we'll be all fully briefed. But there are a couple of items which will be coming on during the January meeting. One of them will require your representative people, myself and Isha, to vote on a couple of items. The first one is the acceptance of the current package of RAA amendments, and the second one of these is the matter of accepting the ALAC's view, current statement, as a ALAC statement, it's currently draft, on the midpoint review of the ALAC. I think it's really important that whilst I've been an integral part of all of the discussions all along, your new representative has not got the history and may indeed want to have the guidance and advice of the ALSs, or at least the RALO executive, as to which way they should vote. So I suggest that we need to be a little bit more proactive in the future. One of the advantages of having the AP RALO meeting before the ALAC meeting in the future is that we can make sure that we do have input into the various ICANN public comment and policy development parts, but I think we should report here that of the at-large structures within AP RALO, I am only aware of ISOC AU putting in to date a comment on the new GTLD RFP, the blue book that was issued to those of us that were together in Cairo. We really ought to be getting at least 50%, if not more, of our ALSs putting in comments on important matters like new GTLDs. So if we can perhaps make some attention to discussing how that's going to happen when we're together in Mexico, and perhaps some resolution may go forward during our General Assembly.
Great. Excellent points, thanks, Cheryl. Does anyone have any feedback on Cheryl's comments? Okay.
One of the things that we should ensure is that when the public comments are starting to be fed off the ICANN site, someone needs to be responsible within the RALO to capture those and to pass it on to the ALSs to remind them that there is, for example, if any of our ALSs are particularly excited about the extension to the .red.aero registry agreement, they should be looking at that now because that closes on the 15th of January, I think. So these things are sort of put up on a website and occasionally people trip over them, but I think we need somebody with a watching brief to ensure that the ALSs are aware of it in an early enough time frame that they can raise the issue if they wish to with their meetings that they might be holding and then come back to us with our meeting at the end of each month with any sort of opinion or comment for us to pass on.
Pavan and I discussed that this month because I think it was an action point from I think you brought it up before, so Pavan will be like the liaison person between the new public input periods, and kind of he'll try and encourage people to provide their opinions and advice, and then we can pass it on to the ALAC or to you, Cheryl. And but I think, hopefully that will work and provide much better results than what we do now with just .au providing the input from Asia Pacific.
Well, one of the things that seems possible to me is if we start being a little proactive, and if we get a little bit of planning, which is something Heidi and I will be working on from an ALAC perspective, so we know 2 or 3 months out what is likely to be coming to us for public comment, is that when you've got an ALS that has paid staff who have part of their time able to be committed to the drafting of some documentation and opinion pieces, that could be used as a almost an open source template that other ALSs could use those words of wisdom if they're early enough and agree or disagree, at least use them as discussion points and perhaps generate their own. And I'm hoping that some of the networking that the ALSs will be able to do when they're together at the summit is make that a very human, a very real, very tangible possibility. So our yet-to-be-born Cambodian ALS will know that what the person in the ISOC Chennai chapter who is an ALS is has a particular passion and knowledge about X, Y, and Z, and that a couple of the people in ISOC AU, another ALS, have a particular expertise in A, B, and C. And so those people could reach out to each other when any one of those topics are coming up and form some ad hoc working groups.
Excellent. Yep. So the template idea, is that something that ISOC AU is in a position to be able to provide or you know, make available a template like that? Or
we've always been more than happy for our comments to be used as inspirational pieces by other ALSs or anyone else who cares to read them. What would be nice is if we had a place and space within our AP RALO microsite for these documents to be lodged. So rather than somebody knowing, where to find it on a discussion list in ICANN, but yes, we lodge them directly to the ICANN public comment list, but if we also could have them in a repository in the AP RALO space, they could even become collaborative working documents where 2 or 3... similar or divergent views could be worked on in parallel.
Yeah.
And I think, with wikis and with the tools we have available, we should be able to do it. I mean, we can do it in Google Docs if all else fails.
Sure.
But it gets the conversations going, it gets the opinion pieces going.
And I think it just would build upon itself with continuous knowledge improvements. I think that's an excellent idea.
Definitely. In terms of the new microsite, will we as stakeholders be consulted with to suggest changes in what we want, of what we want in the site, or will we just be given the microsite and haphazardly have changes made to it?
No, I would think there will be a great deal of ownership of each of the RALO sites by the RALOs. But what you should be looking at is the current at-large site is pretty much the template that at least the representatives from each of the RALOs and the non-com representatives have agreed to. So perhaps we can ensure that these minutes also have the URL for everyone to look at the site, just to see how they feel about its look and feel. I must say it's taken a lot longer than I would have liked for these sites to be up and operational, but Heidi will be pointing that project with sharp pointy sticks as well, I'm sure, not just with the pressure of the summit, but because it's going to make her role as the integral part of encouraging and building the regional at large organisations and the ALSs into the effective policy development places they need to be. This is very much going to make her life a whole lot easier. So she'll be highly motivated to make it happen, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Great.
That said, Heidi, perhaps we could have a discussion on this, and even a little bit of show and tell might be organised for our January meeting. And I note that if we were to, in our January meeting, this is me being subtle, by the way, people, take up what some of our feedback from our survey was, it would be an ideal opportunity to use a hybrid model where we have an Adobe Connect room as well as the teleconference bridge and the Skype chat thing. So we could actually look at the site and get some ideas for our micro site. And I will just cut and paste the URL of the parent site into the chat for everyone to look at now. There you go. At the moment, our sites happen to be just what we have on the wiki, but we wish to phase out the wiki as such. There will still be social tech wiki spaces within various working parts of the website, but it's not going to be a website and a working wiki. It should be seamlessly integrated.
Great.
Even things like the calendar and the planning documents that are there, I think we'll find very, very useful. Shiva, again, off the agenda, not to my knowledge is the answer. But if AP RALO wish to propose to the ALAC to consider that, I think that would be very valid as something AP RALO may wish to raise.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to raise that...
Yes, I think so.
If you're going to raise that, then I think it's appropriate that we discuss it on list, on the email AP RALO list between now and, say, the 6th or 7th of January. And then if we agree, we can put that forward as a formal proposal from AP RALO at the January 13th meeting. And that actually starts, as you might have guessed, it certainly has my support.
that actually starts getting us doing some of what I'm sure Heidi described to you, an opportunity for us to not only have a short version, or at the very least, short version notes, or at the very least, linked to our minutes attached to each of the monthly ALAC meetings, but for us to raise particular points as any other business or matters of urgency on the night.
Yes, yeah, I mentioned that, yeah. Excellent idea.
Okay.
Great. Okay, any other further business items, agenda items people will want to discuss? Or? Great, okay, I guess so that then, that's everything on the agenda and no further business, so that's the end of our meeting. And the next meeting is in January. I'm trying to get my calendar at the same time I'm talking. January the
27th.
Yes. Thank you, Cheryl. Great.
Well, you see, it's on the calendar on the At Large website. So if you followed the link, you would have just had to flip up one from December to January and get it like that.
So let me stress one more time that the meeting is just a few days prior to the deadline for the draft agenda for the GA for the summit. But having said that, I think that there were a lot of points discussed during this conversation that could be added to that, so I don't think it will require too much more work.
Well, perhaps we can focus on at least two major topics. One is looking at the website and member management system. She says, again, being subtle, at our meeting using an Adobe Connect room, and we can also collaborate in that same space to finalise the agenda for the GA.
Yes. Great. Okay, and also I will just send out an email suggesting that the meeting will be for 90 minutes next year.
Yep.
I think you're off.
If that means moving back half hour early, then so be it, because I know Hong has a hard end, but she's got classes. So
right,
we may have to move a bit earlier, but that's I don't think too difficult.
No, not at all. I raised the point before, Cheryl, that in the couple of years I've been with AP Rallo, I can't remember ever having a phone call finish on time. I could be wrong, but I don't have any recollections of it finishing within 60 minutes with a quorum.
You're not right. I mean, you are right.
Well, yeah, good. Okay. Yes. So, yeah, it's just to be fair to everyone's schedules and their lives that, we just make it 90 minutes and... Yeah. Great.
It's always good to say what you're going to do and then do it.
Yes.
And then that said, if you look at your time, you're about to finish almost perfectly.
Yeah, I just think that before. I was like, damn it. Yep. Cool. Okay. Well, I guess, thanks everyone for participating and... I hope everyone has a good Christmas and New Year's if you do celebrate it, and that everyone is safe.
Yes, all the best of the season's wishes to all of you. Travel safe, have a restful time if you can take that, and I look forward to a really, really exciting 2009. AP Rallo is, under Kietiana's leadership, poised to do bigger and better things than it has ever done before, to be building on that energy and potential when we've got something as exciting as the summit means for the largest and most significant Rallo, we will be really working brilliantly in the next call. I'm looking forward to being part of it.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Very, very interesting. Bye.
Cheryl.
Left.
Karatiana.
Left.
Heidi.
Left.
It is too late. Hello.
Hello.
Left. Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.